Unit 1. Test 2.
Part 1. 1. Listen to the interview and complete the sentences below. Write the correct letter for each sentence. You will listen to the recording twice. Then transfer your answers to the table.
Hello, Rick. I'm glad you found some time to come to our studio.
Hello, it's nice to be here.
I'd like to introduce Rick Pearson to everyone who's listening to our program, Youth All Over the World, a program for those who speak English or who are learning the language. We welcome your questions to Rick. Our telephone number is 475-45-33. The Moscow code is 495. Ring us now. I'm sure you've got lots of questions to ask our guest, who has come from a very faraway country, sunny Australia.
Oh, I'm a New Zealander, actually. It's another country, though it's very far away from Russia, too.
I'm sorry, Rick. Sometimes things get confused in my head. To avoid other mistakes, you've come to Russia to learn Russian?
That's right.
And you're going to stay in Russia for some time. How long do you plan to stay here, Rick?
For half a year. I want to live here and learn your language and culture. My great-grandfather was Russian.
Was he?
Yes, that's why I'm curious about my roots.
We've got our first telephone call. Hello, what's your name? And what's your question to Rick?
Hello, my name is Alexandra. I'm fond of science fiction and fantasy films. Is it true, Rick, that some scenes of the famous film The Lord of the Rings were shot in your country?
Yes, that's true. New Zealand is very scenic. There are wonderful forests, mountains, and waterfalls. According to the plot of the film, the action takes place in some very similar surroundings.
My name is Pavel. Rick, if you were here for half a year, does this mean that you've given up school and are enjoying a long holiday?
No, I'm attending classes in a Moscow school and I'm finding them quite interesting and useful. I can understand Russian quite well, which allows me to follow the courses. I enjoy maths and I like physics very much as well. The teacher of physics is brilliant. All of his explanations are very clear and complicated things suddenly become easy to understand. Even I am able to understand them.
Are you staying with your relatives? You've mentioned that your great-grandfather came from Russia.
No, I don't have any relatives here now. At least I don't know about anyone. I'm staying with my friend's family. We met in an internet chat room, and then Misha suggested that I visit Moscow. It's a very friendly family, nice, caring people, and I enjoy staying with them, in spite of Misha's younger sister, who is an awful chatterbox. She chats at breakfast, when she's getting ready for school, when she is back from school, when she's watching TV, and there's no chance of escaping it. Sometimes I pretend I don't understand her Russian, but it doesn't seem to help much.